Shalom Aleichem on Be'ah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Yud Aleph, Tamura 11b, pagination is 22. We'll start at the top of Amud Beis, Tanura Bonon, we learned. Dealing in the case of a carbon that was sanctified in a unique way, only part of it was designated as holy. Yachol, the first opinion states, you would think. Ha'omer ragla shel zu ola, if a person says, the leg of this animal shall be considered an ola. Te'kula ola, you would think that the entire animal becomes an ola, that it spreads. This is the first opinion of this brisa. Talmud Lomar learns out of a pasuk. We're going to skip the drasha for the purposes of our session. And on the fourth line, this first opinion tells you what the psak will be. The ruling is, Haketzad, what do you do? Timocher litzorchei olos. The person who owns this animal and sanctified its leg shall go ahead and sell the animal to somebody who needs a karban ola. And that person will sanctify the rest of the animal and will bring it as an ola. He has the leg, was already sanctified, and the rest of the animal he will sanctify now, and now he'll be able to bring it as an ola, and this is the view of the first opinion of this brisa. V'dameha chulin chutz midmei ever sheba. And the money that the seller receives for this animal is mostly chulin, mostly non-sacred money, except for the limb that he sanctified, which he's now getting paid for. Well, that money is ola money, and he's going to have to deal with that. But the majority of the money being paid for this animal in this unique case is non-sacred. Divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So again, the first opinion of this brisa is that if a person sanctifies the leg of an animal as an ola, it does not spread to the rest of the animal according to this first opinion, but rather it's only the leg. So what do I do? So we have a creative solution. Sell it to somebody who needs a carbon ola, and that person will be able to sanctify it totally and then bring it as a carbon ola. Now, there's an observation over here which I'd like to make. Normally, we kind of skirt right over this, but there's a girsa discussion in the text of our Gemara. If you read what's written in front of us, after Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda, it says v'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon Omer, and there's clearly a dissenting opinion to what we've just described in this leg of an ola, whatever. But where do you put the punctuation? Typically, the indication that the first group of scholars is completed and we're moving on to the dissenting opinion is that there's a lack of the letter Vav, which means and, and it would read Divrei Rabbi Meir and either V'Rabbi Yehuda Omer or Rabbi Yehuda Omer. But what we're getting here is Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'Rabbi Yehuda, V'Rabbi Yosi, V'Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Where exactly do you put the punctuation? So if you look at Rashi for starters, Hachi Garsinon, Divrei Rabbi Meir, V'Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If you look on the margin, Tzorech Lomar, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon Omrim. There's no Vav before Rabbi Yossi, and that indicates that that's the new set of scholars because of the omission of the Vav. It's starting a new list. Likewise, if you look at the Gra, Aleph, V'Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, Tzorech Lomar, Rabbi Yossi, V'Rabbi Shimon Omrim, drop the Vav, it's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And indeed, Art Scroll, in the main text, deftly simply puts a parenthesis around the Vav before V'Rabbi Yossi, that Vav, and joins it as Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is the first opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon is the second opinion, and indeed the Kesef Mishnah, when he brings this halacha, when the Rambam brings the halacha and he explains it, he says that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is the dissenting opinion. Just want to bring out that with the Vav, without the Vav, makes an enormous difference in understanding which scholars are saying what, and therefore what you can cross-reference from their other opinions. Continuing in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is the dissenting opinion, and they say, "Minayin la'omer ragla shel zu'ola shekula ola." If you say the leg is an ola, the entire animal becomes an ola. A very different ruling. And again, we'll skip their drasha for the purposes of our discussion. So we have two opinions. We have the opinion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that the holiness is vested in the leg, and that's where it remains, and we just need a solution, so we'll sell the animal, and however we'll handle it. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say it spreads, and the entire animal is a carbon. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Mar, the beginning of a line, the master said, this is referring to the first opinion, Timocha litzorchei olos. The person has an animal that only the leg is holy, according to the first opinion. Let him sell the animal to someone who needs to bring a korban. V'akamaisi behema mechusara sefer. But that buyer is going to be bringing an animal to discharge his own responsibility to bring a korban ola. And it's missing a limb. It's not a full animal. Rashi explains, because the limb that was sanctified before the purchase is being brought for the seller. He needs to bring a leg, and you can't bring a leg. So he's selling it, and they're going to bring it. The leg is for the seller. The rest of the animal is for the buyer. How does the buyer discharge his responsibility of an animal as an ola? Omar Rava, Rava says, "Be'omar harei alai ola b'chayeho." Rashi explains, the vow that was made over here that would leave us open to this solution is that he said he's bringing an ola with its vital organs. Rashi says, "Kalo evarim shabeim chayo mimenu." Any limb that the behemoth, that the animal needs in order to live. And therefore the leg was not consequential. And therefore this solution could be implemented because the buyer does not have the obligation to bring a complete animal. He's got to somehow bring an animal of its vital organs. And this is a solution. The Gra brings that there's a different girsa here, which is something to consider because the Rambam brings the wording differently as to what the case would be that the buyer would be eligible, so to speak, to provide this solution. The Gra says, Kigon de Omar, Kizuza min adab behema la'ola. a certain value of the animal shall be a carbon ola, and that's his solution. One more thought from the Gemara, and then we'll go to the Rambam. About 10 lines into the wide lines, Af Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlek alav, ela bedava she'en ha'neshama teluya bo. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the holiness vested in the leg remains there and does not spread, he's only arguing because it's a limb that's not a vital organ. Ava bedava she'neshama teluya bo modile. But if it would have been a vital organ, he would have been makdish the heart of the animal, for example, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the holiness spreads. Taking a look at the Rambam, Maasei Korbanos, 15th Perek, Halacha Beis, Ha'omer Yoda Shel Zu Ola, O Ragla Shel Zu Ola, if the owner designates the hand, the front foot, or the back foot, the leg, as an ola, there's a solution. Timoker lechayve olos. He can sell it to somebody who's obligated in bringing a korban ola. V'dameh chulin chutz midmei oso ever. And the money he receives in this sale is non-sacred, except for the value of that limb. And as I mentioned before, the Kesef Mishnah points out he's paskening like Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the first opinion in our Brisa, that the Kedusha is contained to the limb that he designated. This only works if the buyer that vowed a carbon ola vowed it based on a certain budget, and therefore this would work. We're assuming that the Rambam had a different girsa in our Gemara, and it wasn't as Rashi explains the words b'chayeho, but somehow something to do with value, like the Gra mentions, there was a different girsa. However, says the Rambam, Ha'omer liba o rosha shel zu ola, if the original vow was not about a leg or a hand, but about the heart or the head, ha'vil v'davar shaneshama teluya ba, hu kula ola. Since that's a limb that the entire life of the animal depends on, it's going to spread, and it's going to be entirely an ola, a karban. Going back to the machlokes, we would have the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, limited to a case where it was a limb that's not a vital organ, and the solution of selling the animal to somebody else has to be a somebody else who had a unique type of vow. Because if he had a straightaway vow to bring an animal as a carbon ola, this animal really does not fulfill that requirement. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.